Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Eli Lilly announces a definitive agreement to acquire Ajax Therapeutics for up to $2.3 billion, adding a first-in-class JAK2 inhibitor for blood cancers to its expanding oncology pipeline. The FDA approves a supplemental application for Johnson & Johnson's Caplyta, backed by Phase 3 data showing a 63% reduction in relapse risk in adults with schizophrenia. And pharmaceutical executive speaks with Maher Masood, CEO of MaxCyte, on moving cell and gene therapies toward commercial scale. Eli Lilly has entered a definitive agreement to acquire Ajax Therapeutics for up to $2.3 billion in cash, comprising an upfront payment plus milestone payments tied to clinical and regulatory achievements. Ajax's lead asset, AJ1-11095, is a first-in-class, once-daily oral type 2 JAK2 inhibitor in phase 1 development for myelofibrosis and polycythemia vera, conditions where currently approved type 1 JAK2 inhibitors provide meaningful but often temporary relief, with many patients discontinuing therapy due to loss of response. Lilly, a founding strategic investor in Ajax, expects to present clinical proof-of-concept data from the ongoing AJX-101 trial later in 2026 and plans to advance the asset rapidly into registrational studies. In other news, FDA has approved a supplemental new drug application for Caplyta, Johnson & Johnson's lumateperone atypical antipsychotic, adding a relapse prevention indication for adults with schizophrenia to its existing label. The approval is based on a Phase 3 double-blind randomized withdrawal study in which patients continuing on Caplyta 42 mg had a 63% lower risk of relapse compared to those switched to placebo, with 84% of treated patients remaining relapse-free over 6 months. Finally, pharmaceutical executive speaks with Maher Masood, CEO of MaxCyte, on what it will take to move cell and gene therapies from the discovery stage to commercial viability at meaningful scale. Masood argues that the central challenge is not scientific, but operational. Developers and manufacturers must work together on platforms capable of optimizing processes early in research and carrying them through clinical development to commercialization without repeated re-engineering at each stage. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.